A few pennies may be worth plenty when it comes to the value of the U.S. dollar. For months, the dollar has been falling steadily against some of the world's major currencies, recently hitting new lows against the euro. Lots of big players in the global economy have a significant stake in the direction of the greenback, and they're not all rooting for the same outcome, NPR's Jack Speer reports.
A strong U.S. dollar has been the official mantra of a number of previous administrations, and President Bush returned to the theme this week at a White House news conference.
Part of the economic policy of this administration is a strong dollar policy. We fully expect markets to set the dollar, but we have a strong dollar policy, which is, in our judgment, good for the economic vitality of this country.
But unofficially, the government seems content to let the dollar drop. That's because a falling dollar helps U.S. multinationals and manufacturers compete overseas, something that could aid the president in key industrial states in next year's election. Carl Weinberg is chief economist with High Frequency Economics. He says the flip side, however, is it doesn't generate a lot of goodwill abroad.
Cheaper dollar makes our exports more saleable overseas. It makes imports more expensive so that domestic companies can compete against imports more aggressively. So every job that we create here is at the expense of a job in Canada or in Europe or in Japan.
For the year, the dollar is now down more than 13% against the euro. Weinberg says that could prompt the EU to seek to slow the dollar's slide.
The possibility of intervention always exists. The French Prime Minister made a very strong statement on Tuesday morning. At the same time, the European Commission has complained about a similar level. We're hearing the noises that governments make before they intervene.
And there is another major force that has its own agenda and has already intervened, China. China pegs its currency to the dollar and is a big buyer of dollars as it seeks to keep its currency stable. Alex Buslin is an analyst with Roush International, a foreign exchange company.
They have been buying dollars aggressively and then recycling those dollars into U.S. treasuries. So while we have seen the dollar depreciate sharply against the euro, the Canadian dollar, British pound, Japanese yen, the Chinese currency hasn't budged.
One thing some economists are worried about is the ever-widening U.S. trade deficit. The dollar accounts for around 60% of all foreign exchange reserves. Fred Bergston is director of the Institute for International Economics in Washington. He says if the dollar were to truly fall out of favor with foreign investors, its decline could accelerate dangerously.
With our trade deficit so high, we have to import something like $4 billion of foreign capital every working day to keep our books in balance. There is a very high risk that at some point the foreigners will decide not to ship their money in here. The dollar will come crashing down, and we could then get a very sharp spike in prices domestically and also in interest rates.
Foreign investment in U.S. treasuries fell sharply in September. It rose somewhat in October, but remains well below average. Still, with the U.S. economy growing briskly, most analysts don't expect a drastic pullback by foreign investors. Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.